Now, rummaging the archives once again for us this morning, Darren Frahill. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning to you, Brian. As you know, each morning we're bringing you a great Irish sporting moment, a profile on a famous name, or maybe a reflection on an incident or a big talking point in our history. So far, we've been absolutely inundated with requests, and I have to say I've been completely blown away by the reaction this segment is getting. Keep them coming in, because I think we're in this for the long haul. You can email me, sportingmoments@rte.ie. Get in touch with your favourite. It's only taken me 3 days to get a Galway moment on air, but this one is a little different, so stick with me on this one. A very recent celebration, but the message and the theme of this one is very, very relevant for the world we live in right now. Last September, Sarah Dervan captained the Galway Camogie team to the All-Ireland title. Sarah has been talking to me about the glory of that, the impact of COVID-19, the loneliness of missing your teammates, and missing your wedding day. Last Saturday, she and her partner were forced to cancel their wedding. Despite that disappointment, she says that she is one of the lucky ones.
And it's all over. Galway have won the All-Ireland Senior Camogie Championship for just the third time in their history.
Final whistle when that went was just like euphoric, like everybody just jumping around, and it was a couple of minutes you don't know, you're like, you've finally achieved it.
It's opening up now for Ailish O'Reilly. Riley 1-1 with the goalkeeper, low into the bottom left corner of the net, slickly finished by Ailish O'Reilly.
Your life is turned upside down by this, and I suppose you're trying to be as positive as possible, but it is hard, it is lonely. You know, I've gone from a situation where I was training 6 evenings a week, meet 40 women, having the crack, to training on your own up and down a lawn or a makeshift gym you have in your parents' room. It does put sport in perspective, but by God, I do miss it.
It's great scenes of celebration. Michael Leddy, the chief steward here at Croke Park, has sought out Sarah Dervan and has brought her to the presentation podium in the Hogan stand.
I was supposed to get married on Saturday. So it was hard, but we got through it. We got, I suppose, our lives turned upside down by it on the Thursday before Paddy's, but in perspective, I think we're kind of one of the lucky ones now, even though it was a hard weekend, but all our suppliers were just brilliant. We got the date, we fixed. It's couples now that aren't in the know now, and they don't know what to do. And every day they turn on the radio or turn on the news, and they don't know what to do with themselves. And I suppose we were lucky, as unlucky as we were lucky that it was done and dusted before we had a chance to even worry about it. So it was hard, but look, we're coming out the other side of it, which is the main thing.
Moment that Dervan has dreamed of for a long time as All-Ireland winning captain. She hoists the O'Duffy Cup above her head. She gave it a kiss before she lifted it. The maroon and white ribbons on either side, and the maroon and white flags are flying now in Croke Park.
So, a little bit different this morning, but you get the idea. Thanks to Sarah for sharing that very personal story with us this morning. And keep the ideas coming. Get in touch, sportingmoments@rte.ie. I'll have another one for you tomorrow. Still waiting to hear from Brian Dobson and what his one is.
Oh, I'll work on something for you. We've plenty of opportunity, I think, in the days ahead, Darren. Thanks very much indeed.